We're mic'd up, episode whatever of the whatever. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Let's do this. Had the wrong tab open. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Cowboys suck.
Cowboys are, oh man. Wait a minute. This is awful. This Cowboy Suck is just another song with cowboys crying in it. All right, we got to start over.
Oh, so that's just...
Yeah, it's not good. I love the New York Yankees YouTube user. You're a fraud. You're a fraud.
But inappropriate or reported.
Yeah, I'm going to have to mark that. Okay, let's move on to my second choice. Dallas Cowboy Suck by KC Chiefs Fan 14. And the thumbnail is homo. So this has to be good, right?
Have to be.
Oh, there's an ad. Come on, Marshall Faulk. Why are you ruining my TPS NFL update, Marshall Faulk? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Oh. You gotta keep them separated. This is the same thing. Why is everyone a fraud when it comes to making...
Anybody who posts Cowboys hate is uncreative.
Uncreative. Okay, here's one. It's a guy's face. So this has to be legit. Well, it's not a song.
Let's just look for lines. Suck. I bet
No. I got one.
Way more creative.
Well, I finally found it. Dallas Sucks Song.
Okay.
4,888 views. You are now tuned in to another freestyle with your favorite white boy. Go Birds! Kick the Cowboys' ass!
Oh, I've been waiting all year for this.
Eagles fans, we live for this, baby. Yeah, them boys are back in town. You know them boys.
Now the Beagles down on this side of the river.
Eagles fans, say what? They're down this sucks. Eagles fans, say what?
They're
down this sucks.
Eagles fans, say what?
They're
down this sucks.
Talk shit on these dudes. Being quiet ain't an option.
Cause I do it, what I do.
Oh man, that puts me in the mood, doesn't it?
That wasn't even a freestyle.
Oh man, that was the freest style. That was no
beat from T.I.
No, hold on. Now you're right, McLean. That wasn't a freestyle, but that was freestyle, if you know what I mean. Right, Franchise? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, so everyone agrees that Dallas sucks. Even Troy Taylor, YouTube.
Even white trash from Philly.
Even white trash from Philly. I'm EDD999. This is your TPS NFL update. Franchise is over there with a brand new job.
Yes, sir.
Getting paid and getting laid. And McLean is over there with a brand new headset.
Yes, sir.
Getting paid and getting laid. All right, so we're going to talk about, let's just get right into the scoreboard, okay?
Michigan?
No, let's cut to the chase. That's what the people want.
I'm not a
Michigan report this week.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I don't think we need to go through that. I mean, everyone wants the scoreboard.
We're going
to
get angry tweets. That's everybody's favorite segment.
You're gonna get
angry tweets and emails.
I don't know. I don't think we need to go into all that. I'm just saying the meat and the potatoes of the TPS NFL update is the scoreboard. Let's get into the scoreboard, right?
Disturbed Poppy just sent me a tweet. It says, "What? No Michigan talk?
Wow.
We're watching the game live during our podcast Saturday."
Oh man, I feel bad for you. I'm so sorry. So I mean, I guess we can get into the Blue Shack Michigan podcast or Michigan update, if we have to, if that's what the fans want. And that's it. All right, so let's get into the scoreboard now, right? Let's move on to
Did you say Michigan lost?
No, I didn't.
So Penn State.
What? So Michigan got Sandusky. What do you want from me? Michigan got Sandusky. And here's the thing. Here's the thing about losing to Penn State. You don't really lose to Penn State. You get Sanduskied. But in this case, they didn't even get Sanduskied because they beat themselves. They had a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter. They came back to take the lead. And then some miracle throws by an 18-year-old quarterback who shouldn't even be playing. Oh, hold on. We got new blood here. Hold on. We got new blood here. Let's add to the call. Let's add to the call. Oh my gosh. This isn't working. Hold on. All right. I'm going to remove. Hold on. This is going to work. I got this because I'm sure.
Are you sure? Hey now meant call me.
Hey now absolutely means call me. What else?
Cause he's not picking up.
Well, here's the thing. I don't see him online anymore.
He's in the call.
Wait, who's in the call?
You're calling him.
I'm not in the... I removed him from the group.
No, not him.
Oh, which him?
Him.
Never mind. Oh, my God.
He's not picking up.
Okay. So, Michigan... Penn State ties the game with a couple of miraculous catches. It's like, whatever. Okay, it's your lucky day. You get to send it into overtime and lose to Michigan. You're going to make it exciting for the fans. I see it. You know, conspiracy ESPN type stuff going on here. So, Then overtime comes and Penn State kind of tees it up for Michigan, and Michigan misses a field goal, gets a field goal blocked, and then I guess you could say Penn State beat them, but when you play like that, you kind of beat yourself. So I don't want to give Penn State any credit here, because Michigan is really 5-0-0-1, and that one would be obviously losing to themselves.
Because, wow. That game went four overtimes. But they only scored...
No, they scored a bunch.
Two of the overtime.
Well, here...
How do you go two overtimes without scoring?
Well, here's the thing. There was a lot of missed field goals. You know, the pressure of the game. A blocked field goal here. A blocked field goal there. A fumble. It was almost like... Unfortunately, two bad teams. It was like
Big Ten football.
Let me put it like this. Yeah. And I don't mean this in a bad way. I don't mean this in a negative way whatsoever. But you know how, like, in a special school, and you see two. How would I say it? I don't want to call them retarded. I don't want to call them that. Okay. Yeah, mentally challenged, like fighting each other. Like, somebody has to win, but...
Both of them have their helmets on?
Exactly. That's kind of...
Is that only the kickers or the entire team?
Well, in this case, you could say it was the kickers, because they were the ones either losing it for their team or winning it for their team. They both missed. The one guy from Michigan who made 16 straight had set a record, missed 3 out of his last 4 field goals, all when it mattered. He was choking under the pressure. Buckling under the pressure. Something I would expect from a Baylor kicker. I actually did a double take. I'm like, whoa, did somebody change it to the Baylor game? What's going on here?
Wait a minute. The Baylor kicker didn't miss any field goals.
Wow. Well, what did Baylor do this week? Come on.
Baylor gashed Kansas State.
Is that really? They're still playing teams like Kansas State? Really?
Kansas State is not a bum team.
When are they going to play somebody good?
They play Texas, I believe, this weekend.
Ooh. Didn't Texas lose?
No, they blew out Oklahoma.
Oh, that's right.
Oklahoma's ass.
Oh, wow. So this is finally... No, they don't play Texas until the last game of the season. They play... Their next legit game is against a fraud Oklahoma team. That's November 7th. Then they get to play a fraud Texas Tech team and then a fraud Oklahoma State team. Wow.
Then they go at TCU.
Yeah.
Three of those teams are ranked.
Yeah, but by the time it gets to that point in the schedule, they probably won't be. I think we can all agree there.
Wait a minute. Isn't Baylor number one in the nation in offense?
I guess, but who wouldn't be if you played Wolford, Buffalo, Louisiana Monroe?
Is that Louisiana?
I don't know. L.A. Monroe.
I don't know.
West Virginia, I mean, come on. Who couldn't put up 70 against those teams? And a gashing is 35-25? That's the definition of gashing? I didn't know that.
They gashed him. They won, didn't they?
I guess so.
They didn't pull a Michigan.
Whoa! Whoa! I hope you don't mean that, like, no, I don't want to say retarded. I don't want to say that. I hope you don't mean it in that
challenged?
Way. Yeah, mentally challenged. All right, so that's it for the Michigan update. The Blue Shack Michigan update. Michigan lost themselves. They are 5-0-0-1. All right, NFL. Let's talk about the NFL real quick. I found the secret to Detroit winning football games because currently every time I get to watch them on television, they are undefeated. I am their good luck charm. Undefeated whenever I get to watch them, and they beat Bournes, Cleveland, Browns pretty handily. They took care of business.
That wasn't handily.
That was kind of handily.
The first half was, I don't know. Well, that day, there were no good games on the early game.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
So I was watching the Browns-Lions.
Yeah, yeah. You were watching the one good game. I hear what you're saying.
The best option. So at the halftime, I checked out. It was so bad. Matt Stafford and Whedon were fighting to see who was the worst quarterback. And Whedon was losing that battle.
Well,
but winning the game.
And, well, at some point, you can tell that Calvin Johnson is not Calvin Johnson right now. I mean, he's dropping touchdowns, dropping passes. There's something going on there.
Sounds like Calvin Johnson to me.
Oh, whoa. You mean setting records for yards by a wide receiver in a
whoa, regular yards, season? Not touchdowns.
Whoa. Well, he is getting his touchdowns kind of vultured by Fourier. And,
who?
Fourier.
Are you saying that right?
How will you say it?
No, I don't know.
Fourier? Fourier? Faria?
Is he French?
He's something.
Three catches, touchdowns?
He's a touchdown is what he is. That's all he catches is touchdowns.
This week.
All right.
Where was Pettigrew?
What do you mean, where was Pettigrew? Exactly where you want him to be. Nowhere near the ball. You don't want him anywhere near the ball.
You know what I'm going to do on during Extra Life? I'm going to start my Extra Life early this year, like 9 in the morning.
All right.
And I'm going to go to 9 Sunday morning so I can sleep for 2 or 3 hours before the game.
So you can wake up and watch football. That's a good idea. All right, let's talk about Dallas. Man, their week schedule is really giving them a record that nobody should appreciate.
Week schedule is just starting.
I mean, if the Lions had to play their schedule, the Lions would probably be, 5-1. Let's go.
No.
You have to take that away from you have to take the Denver game. The Lions are not going to beat Denver.
Yeah, that's what I figured. They'll be 5-1 losing to Denver because everyone loses to Denver.
Hell, if the Eagles had their soft schedule, they would be 5-1.
I agree.
The Eagles?
Oh, yeah. The Eagles,
haven't beat a team with a win.
Hold on. Let me check. Let me check these. That
it's
fact.
True. Look it up.
Okay. Hold on. They beat Washington at the beginning of the season. So, yeah. I mean, come on. Can't take credit for that. All right.
Okay. Well, if you want to give them credit, Washington does have one win.
Exactly.
So if you want to say they beat a team with one win.
They've also beat New York, which is they are infamous for being undefeated, right, or winless right now, and then Tampa Bay. But Tampa Bay kind of has some other issues going on. I mean, they all hated their quarterback, so you can't really blame them for being winless.
And now he's going to be a starter in Minnesota.
Yep. And now the Eagles are going to beat Dallas this week. Right, franchise?
You know we.
Oh, yeah. Because the Cowboys suck or whatever. We're white trash from Philly.
No.
Come on, franchise.
I mean, yes.
Right?
Yes to that.
We're
part.
White trash from Philly.
I'm not white trash from Philly.
Whoa.
Now that was funny.
All right. Let's see. What else happened? Steelers, Canada.
Mm.
Are you there? Are you awake?
Yeah.
All right. What about the Steelers?
No, they're terrible. They're still terrible.
No, they're not terrible. They beat the Jets.
Yeah, okay. Everybody beats the Jets, though, right?
No.
Oh.
Nobody beats the Jets.
The Jets would have had a winning record if they had won that game.
Yeah. The only people that beat the Jets are the New England Patriots. Yeah, that's true. I agree. Never mind. The only people who beat the Jets are the Jets.
And the Bills.
And Pittsburgh, apparently.
So, I'm not convinced of my team yet.
Pittsburgh,
I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to do anything. No.
They're old. Pittsburgh is old.
Pittsburgh is very old. I agree with
that. They got a bunch of geriatric players on defense.
Rolling around in wheelchairs.
They have injuries to their offensive line too, right?
And Le'Veon Bell is
Polamalu should be hurt again.
Polamalu isn't the same Polamalu. He should retire.
He's hurt every year. He's never been. Yeah. Has he had one healthy season?
Never. He has never played 16 games in a regular season.
Right before the ball is snapped, though, he can do this Tasmanian leap that's pretty special. It's pretty good.
It's levitation.
Okay.
He levitates to the ball.
The power of his hair. Yeah. I don't know, Pittsburgh are in trouble.
They're terrible.
Let's stop joking about it, okay? They're bad. They're bad. Yeah, they're bad. They're not as bad as the Eagles, but they're really...
Ooh! You got a better record than you, buddy.
Oh, no, he didn't.
How about that?
Of course. There we go.
What? How many games did Pittsburgh won?
Two?
One?
One.
One.
Two?
One game.
Two?
One.
No, one.
Oh, okay. And the Eagles, what?
Three?
Two?
Three.
Three.
And they're
wow.
And they're going to get a free win this week because they're playing the Cowboys.
So, I mean, saying
they won't beat the Cowboys.
Oh, they're going to
beat the Cowboys.
Pittsburgh is better than Philly? That's, I don't want to say retarded.
Yeah.
I want to say mentally challenged.
I want to say Michigan kicker.
We don't need Michael Vick. Foles went out there and acted a fool.
He acted a Foles.
Yeah.
You know what? I should probably watch the Eagles before I diss the Eagles. So
you might.
You can diss them.
Probably watch them play. Go Shitbirds.
All right. Scoreboard. Wait. CFL. Anything CFL? Blue Bombers back on winning ways?
Oh no, they're terrible.
Grey Cup.
They're really bad.
Really?
No, they're not going to the Grey Cup.
The 101st Grey Cup? 151st?
You want their record?
Yes. Give me the how many points do they have?
Okay. I think
they get a win, though.
So they got 4 points then, right? 4 points for
Winnipeg have 6 points.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. 6 points.
Okay,
that's a lot, right?
So 3 wins and 12 losses. They're the equivalent of the Eagles.
Oh,
basically.
I agree. 3 wins. Eagles
except
have 3 wins.
They have a tougher schedule.
All right. That's
anyway, that's a CFL recap.
That's the Blue Bomber update. I guess it's time to get into some TPS NFL scoreboard. Week 6 scoreboard. Who's up first? Let's go with Chuck Norris. No, hold on. Who'd you play, Canada?
Ooh. I lost by 1 point.
To an inactive owner.
Inactive. Father Muckers. 1 point. Did you guys see Torrey Smith getting 1 point? Because ESPN said he'd get 18. And Randall Cobb was projected to get 15. He only had 5.
Yeah. Well, Randall Cobb got hurt. You should have known that. Come on.
I should have known that Randall Cobb was going to get hurt?
That's what he does.
He did.
No, he doesn't.
Can I tell him he did?
Tell him.
Never trust projections.
Never trust projections. And you traded for D'Angelo Williams and didn't even play him.
Yes, I did. No.
Oh, shit.
Why?
I guess you hate 11 points.
He doesn't have a touchdown.
You gave up your best receiver for him.
I would have
Decker? My best receiver? Hold on. Whoa.
Your
Decker?
Best receiver by miles.
All those options in Denver, and Decker is my best wide receiver.
On your team?
No. Yeah. Larry Fitzgerald's best. Oh, no. I got Larry Fitzgerald, Randall Cobb, and Torrey Smith.
No.
Look, I agree. No. If you're going to trade a starter for a bench player, then I agree. Traded a starter for a starter.
Wait a minute. You needed a running back. You have 3 receivers now on your entire team.
Yeah.
And you have, 10 running backs?
One's injured now.
Okay, so you could really use Decker.
It all makes sense now of why Canada.
No.
Who raped you there? Who was that? Was that JT?
I offered it. No one raped.
Oh, wow.
He's not getting the credit of raping I threw it at him.
You said that to yourself.
Threw it at him? So that means you're $2 more.
Yeah, you're $2. $1.50.
Jesus Christ, guys. I had to get a running back. I got a running back who gets 17. He averages like 17 or 15 touches a game. Okay? He's getting the touches. I got him.
Hold on. Let's ask our Sandusky expert on this. Okay? Pantera.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Pantera.
Oh, Pantera, get off the call, man.
Pantera, our Sandusky. Our Sandusky expert.
How did that happen? How did the Sandusky expert?
Because you have butthole problems. Let him finish.
Yeah,
so do you.
Assholes than anything.
So do you. Oh,
you
yeah,
have diverticulitis as well.
Yes, I do. Don't make fun of it, okay?
Not. I'm very sensitive to it.
Did Canada get Sandusky'd by JT when he traded a starting running back that he benches for his best wide receiver when he only has three wide receivers available to him?
He got
three of the best in the league.
Well, since I won twice in a row recently, yes, I think he did.
He got Sandusky.
I'm an expert. I'm an expert at this now.
And one of his starting wide receivers is out for the season.
Yep.
Not out for the season.
Darcy, I told you a couple nights ago that I would help you out with your team if you needed it.
Well,
we could talk later.
He needs
sure, give me LeGarrette Blount. That's why
I love Eric Blount. He's great.
LeGarrette.
Eric Blount.
Not Blount.
Eric
Blount.
Eric
Whatever.
Blount.
Oh, yeah. Blount. Right. Another running back.
The hell? Blount. His name is Blount.
I have a lot of running back now.
All right,
I
have
a lot of running back.
Canada, I'm going to help you out, okay? I'm going to help you out here because my team is stacked from top to bottom.
Okay. Guard the cornhole.
Let me in your cornhole.
There's no room.
Let me...
I don't know if I have any room left in my cornhole.
All right, next matchup. Lazy King, since you're here, you got your second win taking out Mercy Hospital.
Yeah.
I guess...
I'm on a roll.
You beat a team that really doesn't have any players, but...
Yeah, all of them were either...
No, I was that person a couple weeks ago.
They were either hurt or on bye week.
Kind of kicking a
take
man
while
whatever
win
down.
I can get.
Just
take whatever I can get.
You still have way too many quarterbacks.
That's because I didn't want somebody else to get Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler is a star.
I survived Jay Cutler.
Hold on to Cutler, man.
I don't want him back. I don't want to go down that road again. Please.
He got 20 points.
Keep him on your roster, please.
Yeah. Who got the most points as a quarterback this week?
Did Romo again?
No,
Romo didn't. Oh, I mean, he kind of Romo'd, but not that kind of Romo.
Nick Foles got 29 points.
Cam Newton did 30.
Superman. He's Superman that.
Whoa. He's Superman a team that was playing half-heartedly.
Okay, well.
All right, hold on. Lazy Kings, anything else? You can talk smack to Mercy Hospital real quick. Tell him how you took his lunch. You ate his lunch.
Since I'm a PC gamer, I'm just going to say GG.
All right. GG it is.
Nerd.
All right, Beast Mode. Team Beast Mode. Franchise, 103-90 over division leader, TPS NFL Bums. What's going on with your team? You're kind of, you won, but you took some damage.
Just a little bit.
At your running back position.
Yeah, just a little bit. One is going to play, definitely. The other one. We knew his time was coming short.
Yeah.
I didn't use him for what I could use him for.
You got what you can get out of him because that's what he does. So you obviously have some decisions to make.
Oh, he lucked out on that win. James Jones got 1 point for Bums. Greg Olson, 1 point. Yeah, you lucked out, buddy.
What?
Yeah.
You see how many 20-point? Man, I drop hundos like I'm at a strip club. What are you talking about?
He could have easily beat you if he just had
something. If you look at his bench, he didn't even have enough points on his bench to help him.
His quarterback only got 7, and his tight end gets him 1, and James Jones gets him 1. You lucked out.
I threw up a goose egg, okay? I threw up a goose egg, and I still beat him. Now just think about that for a minute.
Yeah, from Sean McGrath. Who the heck is that?
Think about this for a minute. If I had chosen to start the Chiefs defense, I would have killed him.
Yeah, think about him.
About that.
Think about franchise gunning him down. Think about that. murder.
Okay.
Lucky, yeah. Lucky win my ass.
Yeah, and Foles was your... Yeah, no, you lucked out. All right, anyway.
Wow, you're... Whoa.
Yeah.
What's up?
It's trying, PC update.
It's trying to find all the bullshit Kennedy's talking about.
You have an app that can find out my bullshit? I don't think so.
Yeah, it just popped up as soon as you started talking.
That's pretty convenient.
Next matchup.
It works.
Rotting Tomatoes versus the Mexico Brownies.
This was the matchup.
No, this was the most disappointing matchup of the week. Literally the most disappointing matchup.
Why did you start Gronk? Gronk is still hurt.
He keeps being projected to play.
Oh, right, projections.
No, what? It's not until Sunday that it's like, oh, now I can't play. Yeah. I'm a big baby.
He doesn't decide not to play until it actually matters that if he plays or not.
Yeah.
And,
so, okay.
I mean, you deserve to lose this game, right, Brownies?
Yeah, well, my best players didn't show up, so I do in a way. I mean, Jimmy Graham, zero. Peterson, 8. Romo, 8. Come on.
I mean, and you were down.
The planets aligned for him. And he still couldn't finish the job.
Because at that point, you were down by what, 14?
You mean going into Monday?
Yeah, going into Monday.
Oh, and then his kicker gets him 15?
I was down by about 8.
Because he had a player going too, right?
Yeah, he had Woodhead.
Oh, yeah, he had Woodhead, which was a decent play.
Decent play.
You think
he has a kind of a
go-to guy to a certain degree, and you have your kicker.
Yeah.
Like, he got this. He has the lead, and he has probably the more consistent fantasy points.
I mean, some people thought he had it in the bag.
This league, like, entire league thought he had it in the bag.
I mean, I only see one person in the chat.
I didn't.
In the smack board.
Looks like the Brownies are going downies.
Yeah. Well, I guess that counts as the entire league.
So then what happened?
Well, then I pulled a, let's see, what was his name?
Novak?
Joe Namath.
Oh, you pulled a Namath.
I pulled a Namath, and I called the score.
And he literally called it.
I called it exactly.
Time stamped and everything at 4:01 p.m. Hours before the game.
Nick Novak, 15, Woodhead, 7. And then the final score.
I'm looking at all these numbers right now.
Tomato doomed himself. The first post on October 10th, 2:40 a.m., he said should be a breeze for the Brownies, so he knew he would lose.
So he actually called it before you called it.
Yeah.
So you're not Brown Trodamus anymore.
No, it was him. But, I mean, this was even such a bad week for my team, and I still get a win. And I got loaded in free agency.
Enough.
Everybody was dropping studs.
I don't understand why people were dropping Ryan Matthews, a legit starting running back in this league.
I mean, I guess franchise had too many running backs.
I guess franchise did.
Oh, my gosh.
That's true.
Throw me a bone, guys. I gave up Decker for D'Angelo Williams. Someone throws Ryan Matthews to the board?
Yeah, the fucker's a raggedy-ass running back. He's not legit.
And my team is too good to get a good waiver.
He wasn't. Nobody picked him up.
You got him for free.
I was thinking of holding out.
He was injured.
Yeah, he had a concussion, so he was projected at 0 points. And I know people here only look at projections.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So I was able to get him for free.
Unbelievable.
That's all I look at.
Unbelievable. What about Zach Stacy?
Zach Stacy, another steal.
I spent such a
high draft pick on Richardson, who didn't work out.
No, I went to go pick up Stacy. I went to go pick him up, and I'm like, why can't I find Stacy? Where the hell is Stacy?
I got him a week early.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and then I find him on your bench. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
And what about Keenan Allen?
No, I didn't
Everybody
go searching
slept
for
on him.
Yeah, everyone did.
Who are these people?
Keenan Allen's legit. It was his coming out party on Monday night.
Yeah, he came out.
He's out of the box. All right. As legit.
He's out of the closet.
He's out of the legit closet.
The winning closet.
All right, next matchup. Let's see. We did all those. Galabra loses again, 1-5 to Team Chuck Norris. 107-81, and Galabro just wastes 30 points from Vernon Davis. Just throws 30 points away.
What a game for Davis. Look, I have to say this. Galabro's team is better than this. Why is he losing so frequently?
That's a bad team.
No, well, no.
No, it's not.
No, he is bad. If you have to start Donald Brown as your number two running back, which
okay,
is
okay, yeah, that's bad.
Which is
DeAndre
like
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, come on, DeAndre Hopkins.
Where is the good part?
Hopkins was going to be the man. Remember, Andre Johnson was hurt, all that garbage, but now Hopkins is getting nothing.
And Andre Johnson isn't.
Well,
hurt.
They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Hurt.
Kaepernick
hurt?
Is like. Is it, Kaepernick was the gamble. You guys said he'd be hot. Well. He's putting up like 10 or 15 points a week, so that's going to hurt.
That's his best player.
No, it's not. Vernon Davis, guys.
No.
Reverse trade.
Vern D.
Vernon Davis had one game. That's
that
it.
Was a hell of a game.
A two.
Yeah, two games. Wow. Galabro season's over. But
yeah, he's a troll now.
Our rookie of the year, last year's rookie of the year, rookie owner of the year, coming strong. This
Chuck
season.
Norris.
Coming strong. He
I feel coming. Like the Jets. Someone else beat Chuck Norris.
Hey, look, Decker got him 5 points. Man, you're so good, right?
Got Sandusky.
Man, I think both teams lost that deal. Because now he needs
a running back.
You've got all receivers. You need a trade back. That same trade, do it again.
Nah, that's okay.
Retrade.
I'm not trade backing. No, we're not back trading.
All right, last matchup, TPS NFL Rough Riders versus Straight Trash Homie. Rough Riders get the win, 91-82.
Sure.
And like I said, Canada, my team is stacked. Help me help you. I got players.
Okay.
Let's do this. I'll send Dusky
make a deal.
You. I'll send Dusky you in your cornhole.
Mm-hmm. Here comes offers of Nate Washington, LeGarrette Blount.
Brandon Myers. All starting NFL players.
Yeah, it's time for you to throw your bench at me. I know your role.
Oh, I know you are in love with Emmanuel Sanders.
I'm not going to bite. No way. Nope.
Oh, I have a deal working that you cannot refuse. I might
propose
even...
a trade there.
All right.
I already proposed him a trade. He didn't. He never got back to me.
You proposed me a trade?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me check this out. This is live trade talks.
Guys, what's going on with Calvin Johnson?
What do you mean? What's going on with him? Like, do you mean
he's got
like,
the curse?
He doesn't have the curse. No, he doesn't have the
people
curse.
Rubbed off on
he's
him.
Had him 2 years in a row, and next year I'm going to trade him again to eat titty
for three players, right?
Yeah, for three players.
Who
at least
from that trade.
Nobody. Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson's 2 or 3 points is all that's left from that trade.
The last man standing.
No, no. I think who was in that trade?
It was Julio Jones.
Yeah, he's
Vic
out.
Ballard, Calvin Johnson, and I don't remember.
DeMarco Murray.
Calvin is the
last
right. man standing.
He is the only one.
Calvin and his 2 points. All right, so, yeah. Rough Riders are back.
Are you looking at that trade?
Yeah, I'm looking at that trade. I don't know how do I decline this?
The same way I declined the one you said.
Whoa, no, that was a legit trade.
Oh, that was not a... That is the definition
of
trade rape.
That was not the trade rape.
That was a trade rape, if I ever saw one.
I'm going to work something out that you can't refuse.
You're going to offer more sexual favors?
Whatever it takes to get a deal done. All right, next week, week 7 matchups, Beast Mode in Canada. Let's get some junk talk going. Some trash. Let's talk some trash.
There's a trade right there.
Canada, give Beast Mode your best trash.
He just opens his mouth and that's his best trash.
Just sounds like a dump truck beeping backward. Beep. Come on, Canada.
Why would I give him trash? About what?
You're going to beat him. You're going to take him down. You got the best wide receiver.
Oh, I'm playing him?
Yeah, you're playing him.
Okay. I am going to beat you.
Ooh.
Wait a second. I don't know if I am. Let me see here. Shoot. Randall Cobb projected 0. Now I need a receiver. I think he's going to beat me, to be honest.
Well, he doesn't have any running backs.
I have one.
He has a running back.
Or half.
I could do like I do every week and throw up a zero. It doesn't matter.
That's true. You're still getting a job by Rundy.
Detroit's going up against.
I've thrown up a zero, at least 1-0 every week, and I've still been.
And this week's all right, going to be no different.
I can beat them. I can beat them.
That is some strong trash talk, Kenta.
I hope you're not looking
Baltimore,
at
predictions. I hope Baltimore's going up against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, you're terrible. Torrey Smith's going to have a hell of a day, and Torrey Smith will be the reason why I beat him.
Good luck with that.
Boom. By the way, your team is terrible.
Good luck with that.
What about D'Angelo?
He's going to leave.
Going to stay on the
bench. Yeah, D'Angelo's going. Yeah. I'm starting D'Angelo.
D'Angelo for the win. D'Angelo's going to.
You gotta
D'Angelo's going to run me a win.
What about your kicker?
You gotta look at what he's doing. He's looking at projections again. And projections, right. Nobody's friend. Last week,
That's the game I play.
Last week, I was projecting.
You're going to go down.
I was projecting.
You're going to go down.
This week. Actually, I've been projecting to lose 3 weeks out of the last five.
Yeah.
And I've won them.
Hundos.
Well, you're projected to win this week. Does that mean you're going to lose?
No, because two of the games out of the five I was projected to win, and
he's going to lose to a Canadian projection master, and that's what we call here in Canada good math.
And then he woke up.
All right, Brownies taking on Father Muckers. Give him your best trash. Give Father Muckers your best trash.
Just call it Canada.
That's pretty good.
He is worse than Canada. Actually, he's not because he beat.
Yeah, he beat Canada.
So he's not that bad.
Beat Canada this year,
but he's still pretty bad.
Whoa! Why does the trash talk go on me again? I'm not. This is your segment, not mine.
He is almost as bad as Canada.
Yeah, I'm not going to play McGahee against him, so he has no shot.
Whoa!
What was that for?
This trade I just got.
Oh, you like that?
Help who? What?
Wait. What's going on here? I need to veto this.
No.
Ouch.
No. All right.
We've gone through?
Next matchup.
Let's go through that. Ouch.
Lazy Kings versus Straight Trash Homie. Pantera, give homie your best trash.
Pantera.
You're going down, son.
GG. GG. What's trash talk?
GG after the game.
Trash talk in your chat room?
You're going in the trash, trash homies.
GLHF.
GTFO. LMFOAO.
Raffle.
Third win in a week, in 3 weeks. That's what I'm projecting.
Guaranteeing a victory.
That's
what I'm talking about.
I can't smoke weed. I need to go get a beer.
Trash. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you do need to get a beer.
All right.
Speaking of which, next week, SpongeBob doing a Troll 2 cast.
Troll 2 cast.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, that's right. Troll 2, SpongeBobbies. Be there.
Has anybody ever seen Troll 2?
No. Is it that good?
Troll 2 is almost as bad as my football team.
It's like the worst movie ever made, and that's why it's good.
Boom!
It's so bad.
Sounds like fun.
Troll 2 has nothing to do with the original Troll 1 movie. Not even made by the same person. Does not.
Okay. Calm down. It's good.
It's terrible.
It's a good day.
Next
they named it Troll 2 to get some notoriety from the first Troll movie.
That's a good.
Troll 1 fan.
That's almost like making a website and calling it the PlayStationShow.com to trick in PlayStation.
Almost.
I like the thinking. Now so I have to watch.
It's like a Troll 2 where it's not canon.
Oh, it's canon.
What are you saying? That the storyline, like, it doesn't go together with Troll 1?
Yeah, it's a totally different movie.
But there are some connections. I mean, it's totally different, but they're related.
Some people say that the trolls in Troll 2 aren't even trolls, they're goblins. Because if you look at how trolls are normally portrayed, they're not.
Mike, they would have called the movie Goblin.
Yeah, Goblin
not Troll.
Too.
They're trolls.
They are trolls.
Overanalyzing things.
Yeah, they're trolls.
No, seriously, these aren't trolls in any way. They're more goblins.
I don't believe you.
Who posted that? Someone on the internet?
Yeah, you can't believe
everything.
How do you
know they
weren't
trolls?
They were probably trolling you.
No, they're not trolls.
No, they're your friends.
They named the movie Trolled so that they could also write the name backwards for the town that they're playing it in. Yes, I'm serious. I watched a documentary on Netflix about this movie.
The documentary? Oh, man. I got to watch that.
It was documentarized by the little kid from the movie. The little boy.
Documentarized. What is documentarized?
I don't know. I made that up.
You mean narrated?
It was documented. How about that?
I guess I understand what you're saying.
Documentized.
Whatever.
All right. TBS.
You knew what I fucking meant.
No. Not that. Galabra versus Mercy Hospital.
Bunch of shit sippers.
Pantera, you can talk trash for Galabra over Mercy Hospital. Go.
You're going down. Suck it.
Jeez. Wow.
Yep.
Galabra's potty mouth. Potty mouth.
That's honestly really dirty for Galabra.
All right. But TPS NFL bums taking on Rotting Tomatoes. McLean.
Whoa.
McLean.
You just woke me up.
McLean.
Jesus.
Talk trash.
Worst trash talk I've ever heard.
Talk trash for tomatoes.
Can I talk trash for tomatoes?
Okay, you can talk trash for tomatoes.
All right. I'm going to play water polo all over your face.
Ooh. Water polo.
I'm going to touch your D with my D. What?
Yeah. Going to hump your leg.
Are you going to mushroom stamp underwater?
That is all great trash talk.
It's all tomato.
All right. And then the last matchup is Team Chuck Norris taking on the TPS NFL Rough Riders. And I accept your challenge, McLean. I will beat Chuck Norris. I will beat.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get killed.
I'm going to be that one. I'm going to be that guy who takes down Team Chuck Norris. I don't care what fantasy football book he's reading this week.
That was the worst trash talk ever.
I'm about to be 4-3. What do you think about them apples?
4-3? Wow, those that's nice. Like first apples.
How many people in this league are undefeated?
One.
Okay.
Who?
That's the best trash talk of all. Just being undefeated.
That's terrible trash talk.
Fraudulent. You mean who's the most fraudulent?
Fraudulent.
Well, no, that's a good conversation. Franchise. No, that's a good conversation. Let's go.
No, we're not talking pants down.
Let's talk about who is the most.
Franchise is a better name.
At this point in the season, through 6 weeks, who is the most fraudulent team in this league? And I'm going to. I'm not going to nominate. Yeah, I nominate the bums. That's who I'm going to go.
The bums?
Yeah, the bums are the most fraudulent team.
Why the bums?
By far.
Why?
Have you
They're great.
Have you seen their schedule?
He's rolling with Alex Smith and Russell. No, Russell Wilson and Alex Smith,
come
and he's still winning?
Yeah, come on.
I just saw 2 weeks in a row of fraud wins.
The lowest points against in the entire, or no, the second to lowest, besides the other fraudulent team, Team Beast Mode.
What?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You can't even beat me.
I think the league agrees.
3 years in a row. 3 years in a row.
If we did a power rankings of fraudulence, it would be bums, then beast mode.
Oh, no.
And then brownies.
Brownies?
Yeah, then
brownies. Now he's trying to go in alphabetical order. And
the three division leaders.
I think if we did a fraudulent power rankings, it would be bums, beast mode, then brownies.
I think it'd be beast mode, then bums, then brownies.
Okay, well, you know.
I think it would be.
To easy. Each your own, I
tomato,
guess.
Tomato, tomato.
Lazy, yeah. Tina's, whatever the fuck. Because they ain't worth shit anyway.
Well, that was terrible.
Fucking raggedy ass.
So all of the
play somebody. Play a legit team and then talk trash. Your team's still fraud.
Okay, let's go continue down this fraudulent power
team.
Rankings.
You beat a team with the injuries and bye weeks. He's really good though. Get the fuck out of here.
The fourth team on my fraud power rankings would probably be Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris. And then I would probably go with Father Muckers as number 5.
They're inactive,
straight,
right?
Yep. Then straight trash. Rotting Tomatoes.
Why would you even go this far into that?
Lazy Kings.
I'm at the bottom of that.
Mercy
right.
Hospital.
He's just naming everyone.
Yeah, Lazy Kings have 2 wins, so they can't be
Canada,
overrated.
Galabra, and then Rough Riders.
How am I overrated?
They can't be rated at all. They suck.
Nobody thinks they're good, so they're not overrated.
Don't even rate them.
Not even rated.
Not even rated.
I'm the most honest here.
Not even rated. So maybe, yeah, okay.
You're the underrated team because
that's like saying Bourne is overrated.
Well, okay. Well, then let's go with the most underrated power ranking. And
Canada leads.
No, Rough
Canada
Riders.
Leads that way. Yeah.
No, Rough Riders for sure as the number one most underrated on the underrated power rankings.
I'm just rated. There's no over or under. I'm just rated.
Rough Riders have the third easiest schedule. Okay.
Whoa, whoa.
And they're 3-3. They're like the Eagles.
Whoa.
The by only beat teams with no wins.
The Philadelphia Eagles of this league.
Whoa. You did not have to go there.
And me, I'm like the Denver Broncos.
Well, come on. Stop. Stop. Stop with the Denver. Beat. Yeah, but you should have.
Are you saying I played a bunch of bums?
No, I'm saying you got Romo'd. You got a free, you get free wins because they're Romo'ing themselves. All right, here we go. The real power rankings, starting at the bottom, Mercy Hospital, number 12.
Power rankings suck.
11, Rotten Tomatoes, 10, Galabra. Number 9, Martinez Lazy Kings, up 2 slots, 2 wins in a row. Can't go wrong there. Number 8, Straight
ever
Trash.
Since the Ray, ever since the Ray Rice trade, by the way.
Yep, ever since.
He made that trade, now he's winning.
Winning.
Huh, franchise.
Thank you, Canada.
No problem. I love to help out other people.
Well, I like how Canada is taking credit for this trade.
I'm telling you.
Because are you kidding me? I told him to do it.
Well, why did you try to go get
him
Ray
on
Rice?
The matter?
So you stuck your hand up his ass and ran his mouth for him.
Yeah. Like
you
a,
stuck
that's
your
right.
hand in his ass and put your hand in the middle of his head and started moving his mouth. And said, "Yes, I'm gonna make this trade." That's what it sounds like to me.
Yes. No,
that's
puppet.
Right.
You're
exactly
puppet.
How it went.
No,
it's like you were there.
Ventriloquistism. Yes, I conducted the trade, guys.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Yes.
No.
Wow. He said he conducted the trade.
He did the trade.
No. Do I sound like I'm lying?
I made the trade with Bourne prior by myself, with me and Bourne.
Oh, and then you asked me?
Ours wasn't there. And then I asked you.
Yeah, you're going to play me like that?
Oh, you weren't there making the trade for me. You weren't negotiating.
Canada just Romo'd himself.
Wow.
Guys, that's bullshit.
Who
that's
made the
bullshit.
Trade? No, this is a controversy now because now we don't know who actually made the trade.
I did.
Did Canada make the trade or did Pantera make the trade?
I did.
Wow.
You're such a dirty
hey, Canada,
team.
Hey, Canada,
there's a trophy.
What do you think of this trade, Canada? What do you think of this trade? I said, do it, man!
Dude, I made the negotiations with Mr. Bourne. That's what's important.
If you would have already done it, you would have been like, well, okay, well, thanks for fitting anyway, because I already did it.
Why don't you just
you were worried as hell.
Running backs.
No, I wasn't.
He did it. Why don't you just give me your two best running backs? I'll give you a couple good things, and I'll run away with the league, and then we'll shut everybody up.
Ooh, as long as you give me credit for the trade. I don't want to be in a Canada Pantera situation.
I will give you credit for the trade. I will do that.
Oh,
I think this is going to be a poll here very shortly. Who made
it should be.
The trade? Canada?
Is Pantera talking Pantera? Shit? Yes, he is.
You should put franchise broker to trade. I have more control over
anyway,
the trade.
Anyway, back to the topic.
All right, number 7, Team Canada, down 3. Number 6, Fothermuckers, inactive. Number 5, Rough Riders, up 2, on the way back up to the number 1 slot. Just a matter of week.
Man, this league sucks.
What do you mean?
I just realized you belong there. This league is really bad.
Number 4, TBS NFL Bums. Number 3, Team Beast Mode, same as he was last week. Number 2, Brownies, going down a spot. He called his shot. He won the game and dropped a slot in the powering because there's a new big man on campus. Team Chuck Norris, the new number one team in the week 6 power rankings.
The power rankings are going by points.
No algorithm.
Points make sense. This
Matt,
is
the bye week for
sense.
You setting the power
points.
Rankings.
Points we can reference. This doesn't make sense, Eddie. What are you doing?
This is math. This is a very complicated algorithm. Oh! Okay, hold on. Hold on, let's get
somebody about that trade.
Let's get some confirmation on this trade. Maybe we won't have to do a poll. All right,
let me do the talking.
No, Edidi's gonna ask the hard question. All right, I'm gonna ask the hard question.
Oh, Edidi, would you like me to ask the hard question?
Go ahead, franchise. I'm gonna let you ask the hard
question. I will do this.
All right.
Because I am fair and impartial.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna laugh about that later. Sit
in your chair.
Let's all laugh. Let's all laugh, right? Shut up.
We're gonna talk to this young man, and we're gonna ask. I ask the hard questions.
Yes.
He's just sitting there not saying anything.
Go ahead, franchise. Born, are you ready?
Born.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm eating pizza right now, so franchise is going to do some investigating,
yes,
it sounds like.
Yes, there's a big controversy in the league right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this could make or break this league.
Okay.
All right.
Douchebag that goes up your ass.
Yeah, prepare for douchery, Mr. Bourne. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead, franchise.
Because the three parties involved,
douchebag.
One of those three is going to be a douchebag about this whole
thing. Douchebaggery.
So I'm going to ask the hard questions. Now, there was a trade involving you and Mr. Pants Down over there, right?
Wait, I'm being interviewed now?
Yes, you're being interviewed.
I'm asking the hard questions.
Okay.
Okay, now, this trade that was done between you two, who proposed the trade?
I don't remember. Do you, Pantera?
Me and you were discussing it.
We talked it over, and then I proposed it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he said he's going
to ask. I pretty much agreed to it, but I wanted to go and ask my friend. I never said that I didn't want to talk to Darcy, so shut up.
If you're asking whether or not we had a gentleman's handshake, that's not the case.
Oh, nope. So what you're saying is that Pantera had to go.
I pretty much agreed with
consult somebody.
So,
wait.
Oh my God, are you guys deaf and stupid? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wait, okay, hold on.
Oh my God.
Wait, stop. I need to hear more about this story. What are we complaining about?
Mike, let me do it. Okay, everyone else calm down. I told you this was getting heated.
Yes,
this
it's getting huge. Heated. It's getting heated.
Okay, go ahead, franchise.
Terry, shut the fuck up so I can finish what I was doing.
All right, go ahead.
Eat your own half of an ass. Fucker. All right, this is how it started. Conversation came up about a trade rate. Then someone pops up and says, yeah, that trade went thanks to me. And then someone else says, no, I proposed that trade. I did it. It was me. I just came and consulted you. Is this accurate, Edidi?
Yes. That's exactly what happened.
Is this accurate, Mr. McClain?
No, it's not.
You left out the part about
I never said that I proposed buffer. Anything.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You did leave
me,
that out.
Listen to me.
He said it was all you.
To me and my words.
No, we don't want to hear shit.
Idiot.
He said, his fucking lying ass said, I did the trade.
No, I've never said that.
All I did was ask you. That is what he said. Is that not what he said?
Again, deaf and stupid.
So let me clear this up.
That is what he said.
Hold on a second.
Is somebody upset or nervous that their season's over?
We haven't got that far yet.
Okay.
Nah.
This is the thing about it. Okay. They went on about a 5-minute tangent about, no, you didn't. I did it.
Is that a lie? Yeah, we're trying to figure out.
Pretty much Pantera's trying to Romo everything in here saying,
no,
that,
I'm not.
That's not how it went.
That's not how it went.
We've got fucking audio saying that's what you were saying.
No,
what are you talking
no,
about?
It wasn't.
This is being recorded.
No, I didn't. Just shut
this
up.
Recorded.
Shut up.
Okay.
Stop, guys. Stop.
Stop backpedaling.
No, I'm not. You're not going to be dumbass.
You said that
I'm
shit.
I'm trying to talk.
Is this why Beast Mode Gaming has been canceled so many times?
I can't breathe.
Fuck you. That shit's done anyway. Fuck that shit.
I'm not even able to speak in this. This is so fucking retarded that I can't even say anything.
Fuck a Beast Mode game. Fuck this show.
Okay, guys.
Okay. So.
Relax.
Yes, relax. Everyone take a step back.
We all agree. He cons- Scarf Nation who made that trade.
Yeah, that's what we were trying to figure out.
That's exactly where I was going with it.
Who made the trade? Was it Canada or Pantera?
Did he rage quit?
I think he rage quit.
Who rage quit?
Pantera.
Which is a gamer, that's what he does.
He raged.
He didn't even say GG.
No, he didn't say GG.
Anyway, we're not, I just want to clarify that we're not all deaf and stupid. What happened was he consulted a friend, that's me, I don't know why I'm helping out someone else in the league, but, and he said, should I do this trade? You know, there's this trade, Ray Rice, I go, yeah, Ray Rice is coming back. I gave him the reasons why you should make a trade.
Why are we talking about this trade? Because the first week that the trade happened, everybody said that it wasn't good for me.
Right.
Then the second week, last week, everybody said it wasn't good for Pantera.
Right. And now we're trying to give Canada credit for the trade.
Yeah. There's a balance now because it all makes sense. I conducted everything.
Canada, tell your buddy, tell your friend, there's nothing personal here. Stop being upset.
I think it's hard to believe that, but go ahead.
All right.
He just has to go grab his favorite blanket.
Let's continue. Number. Oh wait, we went through those already. All right. Bourne. I'm sorry, we got started early. I think you saw the tweet.
Yeah, I saw. I just need to live like 10 minutes away from my house.
Yeah. See. So if you could get a new job, that'd be great.
All right, I'll start looking.
Franchise was able to do that for the cast. I'm sure you can work something out too.
I actually did. I got a job like 10 minutes away from my house.
So after purchasing a home, it makes complete sense.
It's the right move.
It is.
I got him that job.
I was just going to say
that. Who did you blow to get me that job?
Canada got you that job. We all know Canada.
Well, because it has to be a different government position, right?
Yeah, a different government.
A different government.
Yeah, I just want to help people out.
real quick, Bourne.
Yeah.
Your matchup with JT.
Do we need to talk about it?
We have to. Now that you're here, we have to go through 81, 107. You kind of threw away a big day from Vernon Davis, 30 points.
Well, I didn't throw it away. I desperately needed it. It just didn't help.
let's see. What did, I think Jansen was eating your lunch in the smack board.
Yeah, he was. He was. He was telling me, it sounded like he was a little, nervous that Donald Brown was not going to be Donald Brown and go off, on Monday night. And I said, no, I'm pretty sure you have this pretty much wrapped up, because I think it was like 79-79 going into Monday night.
Right. And then he kind of pulled away from there.
Yeah. Pretty far.
And then your next matchup is with Mercy Hospital. So like,
I'll probably lose that one too.
I mean, there's a potential for a win maybe, right?
There's always a potential.
Canada was trying to take credit that your team isn't this bad.
It's not.
Well, I mean, there's been consistent. I consistently every week, as far as who I've been playing, I've not really had the lowest score in the week. So I don't know. Chalk it up to the schedule.
You got to get Donald Brown off your team.
Yeah. Thank you. He's just a replacement. Why are you helping out fantasy rosters?
He's going to take credit for your next win.
I'm not saying anything. I've helped out too much.
And then the Lions took out the Browns, which everyone know like that. Everyone
that. You had to be a little nervous about that, right?
Oh, no, I wasn't sweating it. I mean, it wasn't like the Penn State.
It wasn't like Michigan?
Yeah. It wasn't like Penn State, Michigan, where I'm screaming at my television.
Okay.
Telling them to take the kicker off a scholarship after every missed/blocked field goal.
Oh, it was I was really happy to hear about how they lost. Man.
It was so bad. It was so bad. I was trying to enjoy my evening too. Like, I'm making a bonfire for the kids. I'm like, oh, this is Penn State. I can just come in and check an update. You know, every now and then they'll be up by 10, 20, 30 points.
Did you end up burning any Michigan memorabilia?
Oh man, I wanted to burn my Michigan jersey, but I just couldn't. And that's why I'm going to get some extra Michigan equipment. Like I can get free Michigan stuff. Just like this is the stuff to burn when I get angry.
Did he tell you he was watching the game with a Penn State jersey on?
No, I did not. I did not hear this.
No, I wasn't.
He was watching the game wearing a Penn State jersey.
Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell no.
As you can tell, I'm being the antagonist tonight. I've already made one person
he's trying to make me rage quit the podcast.
Can I make somebody else rage quit?
I think you're onto something there with the beast mode thing, though.
beast mode.
you're ranked number 10. That's
what did it. Was that it? Was that what did it? Well, I said, fuck beast mode?
Maybe.
Wow.
You guys might need to bro it out later. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Maybe if, you know.
Well, yeah, I heard you got a PS3, so maybe you guys can play now.
Yeah.
I'm not playing shit.
Madden, except Madden 25, right?
Yeah.
Except Madden 25.
And NBA 2K14.
Oh, yeah. Franchise just has the games that I have. Yeah. All right. City. So let's quickly move into the Beastmas Spread'em League. Let's start at the top here. Footballics.com with 51.6. Correct. JT coming out of nowhere, both in the TPS NFL and the Pick'em League. 10 right, only down 2 points now with 49. El Ronbro, 4 right, 47.
He could be making history here.
He could. Going for the double whammy.
Yeah.
Taking both crowns. That would be 100 space bucks. Not a bad payday.
Not a bad payday.
5 points for me, taking me to 44. Born with 4. 41. Franchise, you got 6 right, 36, and Bowser was 6 right, bringing up the rear with 33. That's our Spread'em League update, and we're getting close to halfway through the season, so I need to get more picks right. 2-5 in a row, so that's not the kind of consistency I was talking about.
Yeah, I dropped off since my 12 in week 3.
No, I think that's what we expected, though. I mean, I did the 12 was an anomaly, right? We can all agree on that. Even you,
the 12 was genius. I just have kind of lost the playbook.
I didn't say genius. I did. Say genius? All right. So anything else that we need to quickly go through? TPS NBA is going to start. The one owner, you know who you are. And if you don't know who you are, then I have another owner lined up.
Oh, wait a minute.
What? What?
Well, maybe we should talk about this off air.
Off air? All right.
Off the record.
This is not for the listeners' ears.
Yes.
All right. Anything else then?
It's in this live.
So. Well, is this, do you guys want to change the rules again?
Well, what do you mean? I'm always up
I don't
for
know.
Controversy.
You guys want to just kind of shake up the T-Piss NBA rules again?
Just
can
for,
we get rid of the auction?
Just for fun?
Yeah, just.
Just
yeah.
Can we get rid of the auction?
No. We love auctions. Why? Because you can't be there? Is that why?
It's on a Sunday, right?
I believe it's on Sunday. Yep, October 27th.
I can be there. I don't work weekends anymore.
All right, great. Then we're keeping it in auction.
I want an auction.
SpongeBobby's is in the league. I don't know how that's going to work. We'll see. We'll see how that works. All right. Anything else? All right. That's good. Hopefully Pantera doesn't rage quit the league.
Yeah,
just the call.
What's going to happen when he drops all of his players?
Let's call him back and apologize.
Then I'm going to pick them up.
Come on. let's call him back and apologize to him.
I don't even know if he's on.
He's online still.
All right. Well, I don't want to drag this out. So I'm going to end this. I'm going to play some music and then we can call him back.
Yeah, it's only been 15 minutes so far.
Get them painkillers ready. Brotherly love for you. No, we ain't got any. You know how we hit. Philly hits come heavy. Bend your bitch ass in half like a piece of spaghetti. You're a bitch, bro. You should have stayed in San Francisco. Now you dance all around Dallas like a disco. With the steers and queers, you're right at home, bro. You save a horse and ride Tony Romo. I love your little dances, D.O. Ha-ha. Now see if Wade will let you pick up that pom-pom. How you doing money-wise, paying your bills? When times get tough, don't go grabbing them pills. And on to Mr. 5 interceptions a game. Yeah, number 9, I don't have to mention his name. Even in arcade games, Romo's trash. This little Dallas fan kid wants his quarterback. Yeah, ruthless, I'm ruthless, I'm ruthless like that. Yeah, we ruthless, we ruthless, we ruthless like that. We ruthless, we ruthless, we ruthless like that. We ruthless in Philly, yeah, we ruthless like that. Eagles fans say what the hell? Eagles fans say what the hell? Eagles fans say what the hell? Shiggle these dudes, they're quiet, ain't enough. I can't wait for them cats.
Vince T.O. will get a standing ovation. Dallas sucks, you know we really hate him. And there's 81 different ways I can explain it. We're getting caught with drugs and all the outbursts. And T.O. is just a wannabe Michael Irvin. Dallas fans brag about the trophy case, but that's when a lot of Dallas fans were made. Being a front runner is being a cheater. You don't have to front run to be a leader. But come to the game wearing Dallas jerseys and get swung on like a home run derby. And every time Romo throws a pick, I'm gonna stand up and cheer and talk a bunch of shit. Cause I'm ruthless, I'm ruthless, I'm ruthless like that. Yeah, we ruthless, we ruthless, we ruthless like that. We ruthless, we ruthless, we ruthless like that. We ruthless in Philly, yeah, we ruthless like that. Eagles fans say what the heck? Eagles fans say what the heck? Eagles fans say what the heck? Talk shit on these dudes, they ain't quiet in your mouth. Now I'ma really let it out and speak the facts. All you lifelong Dallas fans, that's crap. They won the Super Bowl and blew up the stats. The next day you came to school with the coats and hats. Now your Super Bowl rings aren't so shiny. Now it's almost 08, not the mid-90s. You'll go on forever, that's why I laugh. Only Marty McFly can live in the past. They just signed Romo for a bunch of dough. The future for Dallas, uh-oh, I don't know. That field goal, I would've held on good. If I had the chance to fuck Carrie Underwood. But I heard otherwise why she left Tony. He's a cowboy that rides the baloney pony. Romo's a homo, it sounded true. I heard he's gonna be a Brokeback Mountain too. Cause he's screwy, he's screwy, he's screwy like that. Yeah, he's screwy, he's screwy, he's screwy like that. He's screwy, he's screwy, he's screwy like that. Romo is fruity and he's screwy like that. Eagles fans say what the heck? Eagles fans say what the heck? Eagles fans say what the heck? NTO swallows and the fans follow. Eagles fans say what the heck? Eagles fans say what the heck? Yo, NTO swallows and the fans follow.